Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 282. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
I need it tonight.
Yeah. Always need.
We do, I know.
Podcast night.
I've been looking forward to this, I should say. I think you guys have too.
But I agree.
Always need podcast night.
We do. It's good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the spirit. To talk about our spirits. Right? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. It's much needed.
Step away from real life for a little bit.
I needed to see you guys.
Do something
sound,
fun.
Does that make it sound weird?
Yeah,
I made this weird, didn't I? Yeah. Okay.
It's
good.
What you
it's
do.
Good to see. Exactly. Right? It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, it is podcast night. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a good thing. Survive the storms. And so, yeah.
This is 282.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Yes, it is.
You are correct, sir.
As the numbers flow and go, yep. They go up, right? Where do they go? They go up, Ray.
Yeah, our buddy Spides, when he was on his TikTok Live, he was asking
how many
episodes, and he was like, you guys are like 500 and some, and I was like, I can't remember. Like, I knew
together
we were like five, like, in the 550s, 560s, mm-hmm. I can't remember.
But to dissect them, I wouldn't know off
can't
the
remember.
Top of my head.
And usually, and I'm the numbers guy, I can't keep track of
them. I am loving those, by the way. Like, a couple times I've said, well, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. And I'm like, I'm on there. Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but I've not missed one.
You have not.
Yeah, they're fun. So early shout out to our buddy Spides.
It's funny when we.
Who has a Mako t-shirt now.
He does.
Nice.
Yes.
And who still needs to post a picture that I asked him, but that's all right. He doesn't have to. when he listens to this 2 weeks from now, he'll laugh.
Drop the gauntlet.
No, it is. It's always a good night and for us. So yeah, wish we could do it more than once.
Oh my gosh, yes,
not in the cards.
Agreed.
Yeah,
if we stack the deck, okay. It could be no.
There's yeah. I wish I could re-stack the deck in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope the creepies are doing well too.
Yes,
hope they're being safe because there's a lot of states that are. Having some bad weather, flooding.
Lots of flooding.
A lot of rain. Storms.
Tornadoes, yeah. So be careful out there.
Power outages, too. There's a lot of them. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There still is today, too. Like a lot of the lights, intersections were out and just four-way stops, and it's causing a lot of trouble.
Yeah, our friends Scott and Corey, they posted
Greenwood Happy Hounds. Yeah.
Had no power. And
flooding out. They said,
somebody
said,
Wolfie will save you.
Yeah, exactly. Wolfie, yeah. She said, it's a good day for a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be safe out there. We love you guys. Exactly. So, well, anyway, hey, let's just get right to the most important part of the show.
Do it.
You must be talking about the dad joke.
Sean, you're correct.
I am correct.
It is the dad joke of the show.
Yay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Creepies, are you ready? My wife wants to leave me because I'm obsessed with football. I'm devastated. We were together 7 seasons. Oh. 7 seasons.
Nate. 7 seasons.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe a little obsessed.
That's funny. And that is the dad joke of the show, and you are welcome.
That's funny.
I wonder how that would go if...
Yeah, what happens
really
during off-season?
Yeah.
I have a patient of mine. I
mean, he training camp.
Yeah, right.
You guys would love him. He's this wonderful patient, and he loves jokes. And he's like, did I tell you this one? Did I tell you that one? And he's always got new ones, and I always try to bring him some of our dad jokes. Or I think today I told him that one I sent you guys that Helen Keller walked into a bar and a table and a chair, and he's like, that's
I've
good.
Heard
that so he yeah, they're, it's, I said they're terrible. So bad they're good, And I told him I said. I won't use his name, but I was like, I'll see you next week and I'll have more jokes. And he's like, I will too. So that's our thing is like we tell each other. I said, I always have to find mine and read them. I said, I cannot remember, but he just remembers them, rattles off. Yeah. He's so good at it.
He's a, He's a veteran.
He is a veteran.
Joke veteran. Yeah.
His wife comes in. She's like, oh, gosh, is he telling those jokes again? Because some of them are a little colorful. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I can imagine.
Funny. Oh, my gosh, you're funny.
That's funny. Well, good. Good, good, good. All right. That is the dad joke of the show. Yay. Sean, first announcements.
I have them over here. We get together every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy. But the most important thing we do and will continue to do is build a mental health community. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Most important thing we do.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And it's there are a lot of people hurting out there in different ways, similar ways, whatever. So whatever you need to do to get support, somehow it's out there, right?
You just have to reach out and take that first step.
Yeah. It sometimes can be the hardest. Yeah. I mean, truly.
I always hate that phrase, do the work, but it is. You got to do the work. You got to do the work. You've got to reach out. You've got to look if it's, you got to initiate if you really want help. So be your best advocate. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
If you want change, you got to.
It's hard.
Make the change.
The motivation's hard. It's hard. Take it from me. It's sometimes I'm
Are
like.
Are you saying be the change that you want to see? The changes you want to see in the world? I don't know. I didn't say that right. But
you didn't say it right. moving on. It is hard to. You can get in a rut. You can get in a slump, stuck, that you don't feel like. You want help, but it's hard to go after it.
It's hard to have that motivation.
It's like, it's not going to just come to you. So. Yeah. But lean on us, lean on, friends, family, professional help, whatever. We just want you to, use the resources and take the initiative to take care of yourself. So be your best advocate. And we love you. So moving on, special announcements. Nate, again, we're getting closer to Halloween.
Getting close to Halloween.
All right. There you go. That's that is your special announcement.
1 week at a time.
That's right. We're making it.
Creepy crawl, right?
We'll get there, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sean.
Yes.
What are we talking about for this episode?
I'm pretty sure I've never used this term, but we just had a spectacular, and I said spectacular, guest chat with Soul Sisters Supernatural. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links on how to follow Soul Sisters Supernatural. Enjoy, creepies.
Hey, creepies. We have two special guests for you on this episode. They are Kimberly and Michelle of Soul Sisters Supernatural. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, thanks.
Doing good.
Doing awesome, yeah.
We're glad to have you on the show. So, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
So tell our listeners where you guys are located at.
We're out of Rhode Island. So, we kind of try to do everything in the Northeast, but we do make our way out to like Ireland. We've been to Wales. So we do some traveling as well.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. We can't even get out of the state of Indiana.
Barely, right?
Jeez.
So we always talk about how much we need to go East Coast. And that is like, that's a lot of our places are out there. And we're like, and so many people are like, come out and meet us. And so, we've
met a lot of people on the East Coast.
Really spooky and awesome.
Yeah, the New England area is my dream. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan. So I want to go to see them, but I also want to go to see Rhode Island, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, that whole area. Mm-hmm. That would just be awesome.
And Rhode Island, just by, coincidence, looks like a little miniature Indiana, right? Isn't that what they...
Oh. I can't remember what.
Very miniature.
Is he making that up?
I think Sean's making that up.
I don't know.
No, Rhode Island. Yeah, we've done a couple things on Rhode Island. Yeah, you guys have some spooky stuff out there. So cool.
We do. Well, the Conjuring house. That's a big disaster that's going on right now.
Oh my gosh, that's such.
I don't even need drama. To get into that.
Yeah.
So much drama.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know anything about. I mean, we've done. We've talked about the Conjuring. I've obviously known about the movies and all that, but it wasn't too long ago I was listening to another podcast and I heard all about the craziness going on. I'm like, what is going on with that place? I couldn't follow it. It was just like too much. Like Man, so I don't know. They better get their act
I don't even
together.
think we really know anymore.
Yeah,
It's
you need to
just,
figure it out.
it's getting very complicated. So,
Yeah.
well, we got
Well,
to go there a few times and it was very cool.
oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. Before she lost her mind.
Oh, that's too bad. Like the movies are great and we've covered it and we've talked to people and that's why it's like, oh man, I'd love to be there. And they're like, not right now.
No, bad time.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's
it's only
tough.
20 minutes from my house, so we did end up. It was funny because for the longest time we weren't going, and then we were like, "Why don't we go to Conjuring House? Like,
It's
it's
right
so
there.
close, literally right next to me." So,
Wow.
yeah, so we ended up booking it a couple of times and doing like, "What did we do the first time? What was it with Tiffany Rice, Michelle? She's a psychic, and we did some things with her there first."
We went with a ghost hunt group. The first time we investigated also, which that night was crazy. And then we went a couple of times on our own and rented out the house just with some friends. So,
Did you
yeah.
guys get much activity then?
Yeah, we did. One of the times it was pretty quiet. The first time was absolute insanity. We went with a group and everybody's like, oh, there's not much else going on. It's been kind of quiet. Everybody left except for our group, which how many? There was like four or five of us, and the person that was leading it, that was it. And everyone else left, and the place just went absolutely ballistic after that.
Oh,
It
wow.
was nuts. We ended up staying up until we left at like 7 or 8 o'clock. We didn't even
Yeah.
sleep.
We pulled an
Wow.
all-nighter for that one because it was just so active. We couldn't leave. And then my REM pod was over by the door, and it would scream at us every time we tried to leave the house and go outside and do some investigating outside. So
Oh, yeah.
it was crazy, like the activity we started getting, and then downstairs in the basement too. So we decided to stick it out and stay up all night.
Isn't it funny that back in high
Love
school and college is when you used to say all-nighters, and now I tell people that, like, yeah, we did an all-nighter, and they're
I
like,
just aged myself, didn't I,
yeah,
Sean?
well, exactly, right? And then you're like, which is okay, right? You're right in there with us, and it's one of those things where that people are like, are you a student? And like, no, I ghost hunt. And they're like, what? Yeah,
Yeah,
so
that's a whole different ball game. And then you have to explain, yeah, we
yeah,
go to haunted places.
well, then that's how I tell them about
Yeah.
the podcast. We were at a restaurant. And our it wasn't our waiter, it was the
Manager.
manager. She came by and she saw Todd had a actually I got a picture of Halloween framed and it was sitting there and she's like, well, what's that? And so he's like, oh yeah, Sean got this for me.
Oh, I go into podcast mode because the joke
Listen.
is, since we've started the podcast 5 years ago, there isn't a place
That he
for
can't
anybody that I won't,
slide that in.
yeah, I'll somehow slide in that I co-host a podcast about the paranormal. So anyway, go ahead.
Norm,
But
well, normally has cards, and he's like, "Oh, take
yeah,
the
we have
card."
business cards.
But yeah, she's sitting there like, "Oh my gosh, I love that stuff. What's your podcast? I'll take a picture of it." And then what'd she do? She told us about some of the experiences she had at the Hannah House, and gosh, where else did she say she'd been?
Can't
I
remember.
can't remember. But she came back to the table later and said, "Oh, did I tell you this place is haunted?" And we're like, "No, you didn't tell us that." And so she was telling us that the first week it was opened, it's Bubba's 33. And she said, this little lady comes in, gets a table, has a heart attack, and dies. And they said, we can't get rid of her. She's this mean little lady. And I'm like, well, how do you know she's mean? And they said, she does all these things that we don't want her to do, like turn the tea machine on and the lights go on and off. And she's like, anything that goes wrong in there, they blame this little old lady spirit. So I was like, oh. So, but yeah,
Little lady.
she was down.
Oh no.
All right.
Wait.
How do you know it was her?
Yeah. I felt bad. I was like, oh, really? That's sad.
Or her, like,
She's like, yeah, she died right over there. And it
yeah.
was right by our table. There's just like a little ramp that
Fantastic.
leads up to the tables. And I was like,
So
oh,
we're going to
okay.
cover Bubba 33.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Yeah, we're gonna wait after the
Local haunt,
yeah.
right?
So the Conjuring. So you said you had some, you've been there before and had some activity. Yeah, let's get into some of the places wherever you want to start. Where have you been, and what have you covered?
Ahead, Michelle.
Where do you want to start, Kim?
It's
I
a
don't
long list, I can
know.
tell. Yeah,
Oh my
that's.
God.
You look like a literal deer in
What was your
headlights
first?
right there.
Do you have a
I
first
know
place you
there's
guys
so
went?
many. Our first one. Oh my God. It's
That's.
so hard. They all start to run in
I
together
know.
after a while. Like, we
Oh.
don't realize how many places we've actually been until
Well,
we do things
very,
like
very
this.
first, Michelle, was Lizzie Borden House.
Ooh,
That was
nice.
probably one of the first organized ones
Oh,
that
when we
yeah.
rented the whole house to
We
ourselves.
rented
all put
it.
stuff on that one, yeah.
Yep, and we had like what, eight couples or something like that,
No.
or no, four couples, four of us, like tw so a total eight, and we were able to rent out the whole place. That's before the company that owns it now, they kind of like separated, so you can't even go into other rooms. But that was one of the first organized ones that we did, which was actually pretty good because we had the whole house.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you guys think Lizzie did it? We've had people on that they say they didn't think it was Lizzie, and so yeah, that's a whole nother debate, but yeah.
I
Going there.
mean, what I got the first time I went in was, she didn't say she did or didn't, but I felt like there was things going on with her father that she was really pissed about.
Yeah.
But to say she did it or not, if she did, I don't know if she knows she did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was just, I just kept getting that she was
hurt by her father
sad.
and the
Yeah.
stepmom,
Oh,
basically.
that's
Like the
bad.
stepmom knew
The
stuff was
stepmom
going on.
just turned a blind eye, kind of. That's what I kept getting. So.
It feels like we get this story and it keeps getting told, and then it's just what we think and all the songs and everything. And so, but then when people come on and like, yeah, you don't know the whole story and this and that. So it's amazing. And so going to those places, I know you probably get a whole lot more history and a lot more feelings. And so intuitive, are you medium? Michelle, do you have like abilities then?
Yes, yeah,
That's
I
awesome.
do. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sometimes.
Yeah. When did
After like
you?
what we did last weekend, it takes me a good 5 days to a week to recover completely.
Okay. And that makes
Very
perfect.
draining.
You guys were at
I still do
Pennhurst,
it.
right? Is that where? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did you realize that you had abilities
Oh, wow. I was probably around 10 years old when I first noticed things happening. Everybody loves the story. So our house, the first house my parents bought was a brand new build, and it used to be an apple orchard. It was a huge one where we live, and there were people buried there from the family. So it got sold off, and they built all these houses in this cul-de-sac. And where we lived, we had a historical graveyard at the end of our court because they had dug up the bodies from where all our houses went in.
Oh, wow.
So they moved them there, and all our houses were haunted. And that's when I first realized that I was sensitive.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff happen to us as kids, which is probably why we're initially interested. So, and we just kind of started going from there.
Were you guys scared or inquisitive or a little bit of both, or?
A little scary. I was never really petrified most of the time. They were younger than me. I was interested in this stuff even at that age, so I wasn't as scared as my sisters were. But there were times I got a little freaked out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Poltergeist. That's what
Yeah, that's what so
that's
that's what we
kind of what
kind
it
of
looked
compare it
like.
to. Like,
Yeah, like
so
the pool
our first
scene.
house was kind of poltergeist, but minus like everything getting sucked into the pool.
Yeah.
Right.
There was
No
no Carolyn, none of
expanding
the lights.
hallways. Yeah.
Yeah,
What?
exactly. But we had things flying across the room and breaking. I had doors fly open on me that were shut and locked. We used to hear our names called. We'd hear footsteps.
Wow.
I even saw some like really creepy red demonic eyes on and off in my bedroom at night when I'd be trying to sleep. What else, Kim?
Well, I had the perfume bottle like lift up off the dresser and slam across the wall. We used to just see and hear a ton of things downstairs. So like my parents kind of renovated the downstairs basement, painted it white, but you're still kind of under the ground. You have those little tiny like windows. But every time we do have a middle sister, she just doesn't partake so much into this, but Jen and I were actually playing downstairs, and we would have like things throw across the room. It was just like insane. It was nonstop activity, to be honest.
Wow.
That's intense. I mean that,
Yeah,
and then those are
it
things
is.
that like I would like to see. I have seen one thing a couple years ago lift up off of a table, but to have that like you guys, I mean, like constant. No, I've not experienced anything like that. That's what, I couldn't
Well, we
imagine.
have so many people that come on here, and when we first started this podcast, it was like, oh, we might hear a story or two. Everybody has a story, and a lot of these conversations start with, "Well, I grew up in a haunted house," but the level of haunting is always different. Sometimes the shadow figures, but we don't always hear like the what sounds like a poltergeist activity and you know, so intense. So that's pretty wild. But that would be imprinting, especially for young minds and young children, you know.
Did your parents experience anything?
Yeah.
Like, were they like, yep,
No,
this stuff's going
they
on
did
or
not
no?
believe us.
Oh,
Well, I think they might have
wow.
experienced things, but they didn't want to believe. Like, our
Oh.
dad and mom are still very strict Christian, and so even dad still says, like, we're satanic. But in a good way, he loves us.
Sometimes,
Love.
yeah.
He
Love you,
prays for us
but
every night. I'm like, Dad, we're not doing anything satanic.
oh. I'm a Christian and you're not satanic, so don't worry about it.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, I work at a church, and no, that's not. Yeah, all my coworkers know what I do, and they don't hassle me. So,
Yeah, he's of the old school mind. So it's like,
yeah.
you start doing this stuff, and we've had the discussions with him, like, Dad, there's spirits in the Bible, there's
Oh yeah,
seers, like,
aliens, giants, yeah, little
yes,
humans, animals, kit and
exactly. It's
caboodle.
nothing
Yeah,
new.
pray to the
Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that's right.
no kidding.
Exactly.
But the stuff that you had
No.
happen in your house, that, like I said, that's a lot. I mean, especially for, you know, like being young, you know, I mean, I 55 years old, stuff start flying
Freak
across the
me
room and breaking in front of me.
out.
Yeah, might lose my mind here.
Yeah.
I can't imagine experiencing it as a kid, you know.
I think it makes us braver now. Like, even I'm thinking back to like Pennhurst just this last weekend. I was like first going through the tunnel with my camera, and I'm like, yeah, let's catch something. And
Yeah.
it's just like, I'm thinking back, I'm like, God, we were dodging bats this weekend. Like,
Oh,
this
geez.
is just, is it the least thing I was afraid of were spirits. So I was We're
like,
honestly, yeah, we were come more
at
afraid of
me.
getting run over by a deer that got into one of the buildings,
Yep.
or like the
Oh.
bats swooping in on us.
Oh, the bats were
But
ridiculous. Like,
oh,
they
they
were
were
really coming at
crazy.
you. And I'm like, I
Really?
didn't want one in my hair.
Yeah, they curl up in your hair, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have little bats at the Indiana State Sanatorium. They're just little, they don't fly around. I mean, they were just kind of hanging up there, but they are kind of creepy, but cute too. It's kind of weird. I don't
Don't
know.
mind them. I just don't want to get, all the
Yeah.
rabies shots that you have to get for
Exactly.
having
Yeah,
a.
no kidding. Yeah, you don't want to, yeah, no kidding. You want to get bit or, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't want them in my hair either.
Yeah. Nate, in your beard.
Yeah, your beard, but. Wow. So, girl, okay. So, you guys grew up in a haunted house, obviously. That's how you got started. So I'm just assuming, yeah, it just built from there. Like, as you got older, you're thinking, what's going on with the supernatural and paranormal stuff?
When did you guys start
Yeah.
developing Soul Sisters Supernatural? When did that come along, and how long has that been around?
We started doing it, what, 5 years ago, Michelle? Yeah, I think
4 or 5 years. We really didn't, like, we just would go and investigate things on our own. So, and we're still kind of doing that. We're of the mindset of, like, not only is it cheaper, but so we're renting out Wilson Castle, just the two of us. Coming up actually November 1st, so the day after Halloween, we're doing a full overnight there, just me and Michelle. But yeah, we really started kind of doing investigations with people. So, like, we're friends with, the people that are in Rhode Island, so ghost hunters. So, like, Dustin is one of our friends, and we just kind of got to know a lot of people through the paranormal. So we'd go to a lot of their group investigations and kind of just start taking, like, what we liked, what we didn't like from the different investigations that were led by different groups. And then we're like, you know what? We're totally capable of doing this ourselves. We've been doing this for
Yeah, that's cool.
years. Just, why don't we just do it up just for us? So we started doing that. And even Massachusetts, we had a good one that we rented all of our house, I think it was, Michelle, We
all of our
rented
Emory
Oliver House
Estate.
and Emory Estate.
Both of them,
Emory
yeah.
Estate was awesome.
That one was good.
Yeah.
That was the one that we actually invited friends. So we kind of put out all of our equipment and was like, okay, so this does this, this does this, and then let's walk around and do it. So we did, like, kind of our group investigation with our friends. We had some people who had never investigated before, so it was actually really fun. And yeah, so kind of just, I don't know, we just love to do it. We're not looking to be, like, famous or anything. We just love it and trying to figure it out, I think.
No, yeah,
It's
that's
fun.
what we do. Yeah, we love it,
Yeah.
and it's addicting, and it's you know, you go to these places, they're historic. You know, the history behind it is in itself is cool. And then you throw the paranormal into it, and it just adds an element. So I get it.
Yeah, oh yeah, and thinking of, we were just at Boobie's Brewery too, right, Shelly?
Yep.
That place is
No, wait a
cool.
minute. What was the name of it again?
Boobies.
I thought that's what you said.
I wanted to make sure.
I was like, I'm not gonna beat that.
Yeah. I love everybody reacts that way. It's so good.
Spelled B-U-B-E-S, but it is pronounced boobies.
Okay.
That's awesome.
The place was phenomenal. Like, we rented a room each. So I had like the scariest room. It was very dark and looked very I don't know if I can say it.
Porn-ish.
You can say it. Yeah, that's fine.
Like, more dominatrix looking. Oh, but,
almost like Maleficent meets the dominatrix. So oh, okay. That's
vampire, like something like that.
Oh, wow.
I was
kind of surprised.
We talk about horror. I would say horror, like H-O-R-R-O-R.
Yeah. make it two syllables.
I know. I sometimes like mumble my words. Yep.
It was cool because Michelle had the jungle room, which is typical for her. So mine was actually called Bad Princess, which was pretty good too. And then so yeah, Michelle was in the tiger jungle room. The place was huge. She had a tiki bar. I was like, wait,
I had a bed. It was amazing.
So we hung out in her room most of the time.
And this was in Massachusetts?
That's Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we made a couple trips out there, but this place was phenomenal. It was so big. We didn't even realize how big it was. It had like wings off the left side, right side, and then we had to go through this whole like underground basement to get to our rooms, and it was they had a catacombs where you eat dinner, so we did that the second night. The place is absolutely really cool.
That like, sounds really cool.
And then they gave us kind of free roam, which was nice. The first night we went, Wednesday night, we were the only two people there. So nobody else was staying in any of the rooms. They were like, hey, you guys can feel free to walk around. So we went into the ballroom. We did some investigating. And it was crazy active for us, actually. We had some real good activity. And then the next night, two of our friends came. They rented two other rooms. And then the activity just died down. And I'm like, sorry. We'll just have a couple drinks and hang.
Yeah.
Google very cautiously when we look that up, but no, I'm kidding. Yeah. When you say the jungle room, it makes me think of Graceland, and I'm thinking Elvis, you know, like
I had a big round bed.
Loved it. And here I am sleeping in this, like, it's literally like you walk in and it's just a bed. It was tall too. She tried to get up. She was like, I can't get up onto your bed.
Get on the bed. But it was crazy because even that night she put her video recorder on her and she caught something.
Oh, wow.
That we can't necessarily debunk, so it's really creepy because it looks like something was under her covers, like moving, and the covers were billowing slowly down by her feet, and then it just dissipated. And then you see her sit up in her sleep. She doesn't remember any of this. Looks, and she moves her foot the other way, and we're like, oh, that wasn't your leg then. That was something else.
Wow,
that's wild. Isn't it? That's
and like the
Ghostbusters
report,
stuff right there.
Yeah, well, the reports are like basically somebody gets into bed with you. So I'm like, I had my camera just pointed at the bed, you know, while I'm sleeping. And of course, that happens. It was like, you know, movement. And it does come from one side of the bed where it's like somebody gets in and it's like billows up and then it just collapses down. And the funniest part is you can see my head just pop up, like, look. And I'm like, what was that? And then I went back to bed.
That's what Dan Aykroyd has a story. A house he used to live in California. Supposedly, it belonged to Mama Cass, and he talks about a story about him getting into bed, and nobody else was in there, and he felt this like the bed depress, and it felt like something snuggled up with him, and he's like, Mama Cass, you know, and he's like, and they're like, what'd you do? And he's like, I just cuddled up to it and fell asleep. You know, what else are you gonna do? And he's like, I don't know, maybe I had the night with the ghost of Mama Cass. That to me would be pretty wild.
So yeah, so that happened to her, and then at the that night as well, I'm trying to go to sleep and all I can hear is rustling in my room, and I had a ceiling fan, so I shut it down. I checked everything. The second I got up, the noise stops, but I shut it down. I go back, I'm laying in bed, it's still happening. So then I'm like, screw this, I'm warm. So I get back up and I turn the fan back on, and it probably went on for a good 25 minutes, and I got so tired. I just said, fine, look, just don't steal my shit. I'm going to sleep. Just let me sleep. And I literally went to sleep. I woke up the next morning, and I'm laying there for like 10, 15 minutes, and that's when I realized there was no noise.
Wow.
So, and the next night, it didn't happen. So something was literally going through our shit in my room, and there was no mice. Like, I checked everything. It was crazy weird. But yeah, this is how we are now. We're just like, you know what? I'm too f tired. Oh, sorry. I'm too tired. Like, I can't do it.
They'll
Do what
bleed
you
you
will.
out.
Just let me sleep.
Yeah. It's funny because we have gotten so accustomed to it now that we're kind of like, so I guess I'm like clairaudient. Like I can hear them a lot. When I'm sleeping, well, not when I'm sleeping, but when I'm going off to bed, like I'll hear them trying to talk to me, but it sounds almost like a Charlie Brown, like wah, 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 like the veil is right there, but I still can't make out. It's like right there. Kills me. But I'll hear like parties going on outside of my window at night, like a 1950s, 40s, 20s party or something. It's like crazy. But yeah, so I've been able to hear them for quite some time. And then when we do investigations, like I hear them in my head. I know it always sounds like you're crazy, but they talk to me in my head basically. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. And now I've been able to see them as of
That's
recently.
funny.
So
Oh,
things are kind
really?
of developing as we do more investigation.
Well, it seems like the more,
Honing the skill.
or exactly, and the
Yep.
more open you are to it, and like you said, the more you get exposed to it. I think the veil, I believe, is very thin, and I feel like a lot of us have powers or have the abilities. We just either we don't want to believe it, or we're scared of it, or we just keep it shut down. So I think that's cool when you say like, no, it is something that I want. It's just like in honing a skill. It's absolutely right. So I think
Absolutely.
that's kudos to both of you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. What do you guys have?
We have the power of gab. No,
I'm a two by
no.
four. Just walk in a room. That's about it.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that I have any, abilities or anything like that. I just. Yeah, we walk into a place that's supposed to be haunted, and I just try to, and we don't use gadgets, we don't have any equipment.
We go with people that do, but that, yeah.
Yeah, we just have our cell phones and our own senses, and we just try to see, hear, feel, if there's something there or not, but
Always brings me back when we're at Bobby Mackey's. We're down in the basement, and a couple of the girls in the group went into the tool shed room or whatever. They're like, "Oh, I gotta get out of here. I can't breathe. It's heavy in here, and I
There.
gotta get out of this room."
So we walked
So
in.
we
You and
walked
I
in, and
both
it's
like,
like,
it just feels like a little.
it's just a room.
Yeah, we didn't feel that.
Nothing going on here.
I've always had. I don't say this to everybody because it sounds weird, but I feel like I'm comfortable with you guys. These guys will just make fun of me later. But I could see auras with people and things and objects. And I've had a lot of dreams throughout my life, out of body experiences, visions, and like knowing things before they happen. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened a few times, especially with people's death. I had a near-death experience. Almost died a couple years ago. I don't know if that's a superpower, but I've survived. So all those kind of so some weird things happen to me. I am the biggest. We're all kind of weirdos, but I think I'm probably the biggest weirdo out of the group. But we are comfortable in our weirdness.
You sound just like our friend Eric. We're just having this conversation because I've been able to see auras since I was about 10, and I thought I was just the weird kid, like I can see colors over people, or I can see colors if I really concentrate, and I didn't want to say anything because here we are already growing up in a weird house and all that stuff. So I'm like, no. But we were just talking to our friend Eric about he had an NDE, and now he is very, very like open, and like he can see auras, and he can, hear things and see things. So it was like crazy because he almost like the same story that he was just telling us this last weekend.
It's one of those things that I don't know. I don't know exactly what to do with it. And so part of me, you get raised a certain way and you're like, I don't know, am I supposed to question this and think about this? I write more now too. I've been writing books, and so that's how I get out kind of my thoughts and my feelings is to write. And some of it will see the light of day and some of it won't. But that's how I feel most comfortable. I think my wife would agree too. She's like, yeah, because you start telling people this, they're gonna just look at you like you're crazy. And I'm like, well, that's why I have the podcast, because it is this is we had this so made this as a safe space so people could feel like very comfortable. Because when we say things like, oh, weirdos allowed here, that's a good thing. Like I used to think, man, I don't want somebody told me that one time. It was a girl, and she's the same way. She had psychic abilities, and it was ran in her family through like her grandmother and her mother. And
And she sat down and told me this one day. She goes, "Now I don't tell everybody this, but," she goes, "you're weird." And I was like, I took it as an insult at the time. You know, I was probably in my early 20s, just out of college and my first job. And I'm like, "Thanks a lot." And she goes, No, I mean that in a good way. Like, you're a good weird." And she's like, "There's a lot of us out there." And she's like, "Be on the lookout for it," because she's like, "The more your path goes that way, you're going to attract more." And here comes Nate and Todd. Look, let's see. See there, she was right.
right, I guess I'm
So
weird.
I know, I'm kidding. But
I
I
know.
used to take it as an insult, but now it's like, no, it's okay.
Oh, we take
They're
it to the top of the
superpowers,
We're just like, yeah, we're strange, but it's
right?
good.
Strangers in a strange land is what I say a lot.
Hey, everybody's a little abnormal, right?
That's
What's
right.
it's just boring to be normal, so.
That's right.
I think in doing this podcast, the people we've talked to, people we've met, it's a community, and it's just fun. I mean, it's fun, you know, whether it's real or not, or if you don't experience something or you do. I mean, there's, you know, nobody's hurting anybody, nobody's hurting anything, nobody's, you know, I think it's just a great thing, this whole paranormal deal, you know.
I can say I never thought I'd be spending my Fridays and Saturday nights like
Yeah, right? I
conservative
would.
and like old asylum dodging cats. Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, plus 20 plus years ago, I started getting on, this is dial up, you know, internet. And that's when I first started looking up haunted locations. We've mentioned 1,000 times on the show, like, how'd we get started in all this and all that? And, you know, and we talked about, oh, well, growing up watching scary movies and all that. But as far as like looking at the paranormal, I didn't start until I was in my early 30s. And I looked up local, you know, here things here in Indiana. And but I would have, you know, never guessed like 20 years later I would start a podcast about it. But it, you know, it's just but ever but that got me really interested in it. Just looking up local legends, and then outside of Indiana, you know, and then now starting this podcast a little over 5 years ago, it's just it, like you said, it's okay. It's fun, it's interesting, you learn. You know, these places that we go to, we learn about the people that resided there or stayed there, or
The history of
the
the
history, and the places themselves are awesome, and you know they're all different, and I just think it's a good thing. I mean, it's fun. It's just a fun, you know, like, I because I know not everybody's into it, and that's okay. Not everybody's into sports. Not everybody's into politics. Not everybody's into this or that. But the paranormal is. I just find it very fascinating, fun, and interesting,
I
you
find it
know.
weird that not more people are asking the questions and inquisitive and wanting to know, like, what's that's.
Yeah, true.
You'd think that'd be the biggest question people have. Why are we here? Where do we go when we're done here? Where did we come from? I
What
mean,
caused
I'm
this?
so
Why?
with
What?
you
Yeah.
on that.
They're
I don't
scared.
understand how
They're
that's
too
not like
scared. That's why
the
her
top
husband's
stories of
one
the
of
day
those
every day, you
people.
know? But we don't. It's very strange
Yeah.
to me.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like it, Michelle knows I keep on coming up with new theories after new theories now. I'm the theory girl. I'm like, so maybe it's this because time is not linear. And so maybe
Yeah.
we, you know, I'm like going through all these things. She's like, well, that actually makes sense. And it's like, yeah, I'm trying to figure it. It's not that I know we're gonna figure it out, but it is nice to kind of do these investigations, see the things we've seen. I mean, literally at Penhurst, so at the infirmary, we just happened to see. So all three of us, it was me, Michelle, and Eric, and I'm standing with my camera. I'm like, something looks like it's over there. And it was just at the point where it wasn't dark yet. So thank goodness you could still kind of see. And it's actually on my camera. And the funny thing is, like, there was this little, I was getting a vibe of a little girl, but that she was kind of like poking her head out and just like coming out a little bit. She was a shadow figure, but had a figure, if that makes sense. Like you could see her head, you could see the body. And then just kept on coming back like towards the wall. So Michelle comes over, she's like, oh, I see, you know, like, so then she starts talking to her, and then we see like 3 feet down, like 3 sets of feet all the way down the hallway where they're shuffling back and forth, which definitely felt residual. It was like, and you could hear it on the video too. It's like, like just shuffling. And she saw it as well. And the funny thing is, all three of us at one point, so the little girl pulled her head out, and Eric even went, oh my God, I see her. So it's like we're all just standing there staring to the point that we probably did it for so long. we all three of us had to kind of look away towards the light because all of our eyes were just starting to go crazy. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore. I'm gonna go,
Amen.
right? But yeah, I looked back at my videos today and I was like, now you can definitely see the shadow figure and her moving her head, like doing this. And there is almost a figure in front too, because Eric sent us some pictures too, and it looks like there's a figure in front too. So,
And there were doors that were locked where those two figures were because we checked after. We're like, there's no way someone could have pulled into these rooms. We can't even get in.
That was like right
So.
away. That was our first building that we went to, and we had that happen. So we were kind of like, oh, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, no kidding. That's almost identical to what we saw at Waverly Hills.
Really?
Yeah, we
Went
saw
there. Yeah.
a shadow figure. Five of us did.
Yeah, we're standing at the hallway and down where it turns, the hallway turns, is the same thing. It's just like a top shoulder area and a head, just like looking out,
Peeking.
peeking around the corner and then going back and then peeking back out and going back.
That's exactly what they were doing.
It was just about the end of the time too, because we were
Well,
supposed
we
to
were
get the
leaving.
full,
Yeah,
yeah, we were
we're
on
on
our
our
way
way
up.
leaving.
And it was, but we could visually see it and sit there and talk about it. Like, are we all seeing the same thing? Like, because I'm thinking, oh man, I got to be that tired, you know? Wow. But they're like, no, we're all seeing it. You're not, you know, this is not a hallucination, Sean. I'm like, it was
It
wild.
was such
And
validation with five of
for
us
five
seeing
of
it.
us,
I
yeah.
mean, it's right there. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Yeah,
Yeah.
we saw it. So that's
That
like
was the,
when
that, oh,
people have
sorry.
these, oh, I'm sorry. When people have these stories, that's why it's like, things have happened to us too, and we don't know how to explain them.
No.
Right. And it, like you said, it is validation. And the coolest thing about Penhurst is that we got a lot of validation, like when we were down in the tunnel. So we walked all the way down and then we turned off all of our lights and we just sat there with my recorder. Because we had flown in, so we didn't have too much equipment, which was actually better this time. We were just very simplistic.
There was some ambient lighting down there because it is obviously it's a tunnel. They had like some reddish light, so you could see a little, but it wasn't lit up, lit up.
And so we're sitting there, we're just doing a recording session. And so it was like me and then Michelle and Eric, and he was towards the last part of the tunnel. So we're like talking. Michelle, you can take it because you saw it. So.
Okay, yeah, so he's got his back to the where the we couldn't go any farther in the tunnel. It was blocked off. And we were facing him. So we had our recorder, we're just asking questions, and all of a sudden I see this figure show up in back of him, a shadow figure, like the size of a man. And I always get in these weird zones and I just looked and I was like, "Oh, hi, I see you." And they're all going, "What are you seeing?" I'm like, "I see a shadow man, I think. Where is it?" "Oh, it's standing behind Eric." I said it just no big deal. And he goes, and all of a sudden he heard, and oh, that's right. So he freaks out. And then I said, "Oh, what's your name?" And our friend jumps up and he goes, "You, Timmy," and he runs. And he's like, "I heard it in my ear," and we got it on the recorder that it responded to him. But I didn't tell them till the next day. I saw this figure, it got really large, like it just grew. But I wasn't scared of it, but it was very strange. And then it shrunk back down. And then it said its name. And then we left after that. So
But when we went back up, so the validation was crazy because we went to Devon Hall just to kind of collect ourselves after, because we had already just had the experience at infirmary, and then we were like, we went right down to the tunnels. So we wanted to do all this when it was a little bit light out. And so then we go back to Devon, we're like, we need a drink of water, let's just regroup. And the other groups started to come in. And then one of the girls were like, "Oh yeah, we were just down in the tunnel and we're talking to the manager." And she's like, "Oh, did you catch anything?" We're like, "Yeah, we got the name Tim or Timmy." And she goes, "That's weird. Like, you're the fourth group in 2 weeks that has said that they caught the name Timmy down in the tunnels or Tim." So then this other group comes in and she goes, "Oh, I was just doing automatic writing and I got the name Tim while I was down in the tunnels." And she holds it up, like, okay, something's happening here. Especially, like spirits come with people. So we're like, it could have been somebody brought a spirit with them. Maybe they wanted to stay. I don't know why they didn't want to stay in the dark tunnels, but they were hanging out. But then we're kind of talking because Michelle and I are definitely of the mindset. So our grandmother was of Indian descent. So our family heritage goes back to the Blackfoot Indian tribe in Canada, right? We're Canada? Canadian?
Yeah, Saskatchewan, yeah.
Saskatchewan. And so we've always had incidences happen with elementals. And so we were talking at dinner the next night when Michelle did tell us about it growing big and then coming down. I was like, could it be an elemental because they're trying to put in AI data centers there? And maybe it's just going to make things go wrong while they're trying to build. Like it might just all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden people are hearing this name, Tim, seeing this thing down in the tunnels. And I'm like, it's possible. I mean, it doesn't mean it's true, but it's like we weren't afraid of it. If it was an elemental, like they usually communicate with us, they're pretty good with us because of our Indian heritage. So it's kind of, yeah. I mean, I feel like it would be kind of fighting for the land in a big way.
Yeah, it's
Makes sense.
interesting. I think that makes perfect sense. So I have some Cherokee in my background, and Nate knows this. I don't know if Todd knows this or not, but when we go on vacation with different people, and my kids know this, they make fun of me all the time that I don't sit there and announce it, but I'm very at one with nature. I'll swim out as far in the ocean as I feel like I safely can. I touch trees. I, take my shoes off and ground and all those things. And they're like, Dad, what are you doing? I love it. I think it's great, but with that Cherokee background, I feel the same way. I'm like, this is how I recharge. This is where I feel comfortable, and I do think that that is, it's something to be said for that. And I think a lot of us have, different backgrounds that can attach to that. But I think that is very interesting. I also think with these data centers that are coming, it will be interesting to see what happens because I'm not sure. Just alone hearing how much like water those take per day and how much they're gonna like disrupt the environment around, places. We've got at least what, one or two coming into Plainfield that people are fighting and not wanting down, in around the area. And it's like, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. But yeah, I think that's, fascinating to think about, is that side kind of, the spiritual, the elemental side, have an opinion on that.
We've run into them a couple of times. We feel like Conjuring House has elementals too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, definitely. We think that's pretty much behind most of what goes on at that house.
I don't think it's the house itself. I think it was built on land that the elementals are still trying to protect. But they also had like King Philip's War, which happened right over there, which was a very, very bloody war that happened in Rhode Island. So they keep on finding actually bodies that are buried. Right, Michelle, didn't they find like a couple
Soldiers,
soldiers?
yeah, they keep they're still finding soldiers buried there.
Wow.
The land's
On
pretty
that island.
active.
We need
That's
some
funny though,
bodies in Rhode
Sean,
Island.
because
I've got that on my
I'm
list,
Sean, I'm
I
like
actually do.
you. I'm like the tree hugger. I'm
Yeah.
going off-grid camping in another week and a half. Like I go outside and ground myself. I walk around barefoot. My sister, she connects with the ocean more. She's
I
like the
do.
water. That's where she recharges. So we're
Yeah.
both like that, but we're different in where we do it.
Yeah.
Except for
So
I am
it's
barefoot
interesting
pretty much all
to
the
have that
time.
water
I
air
love being
around.
barefoot.
Well,
Even during the winter, I'm like, let's go get the mail. Oh, it's freezing out. I'm still barefoot.
my kids love the movie, what is that called? Moana. And so a friend of ours was with us and they said, oh yeah, those Moshana over there, and so and they're like, do you mind we call you Moshana? I go, I actually do. I don't like to be called Moshana. I get what you're saying, but I'm like, no,
Didn't
just
start
go.
calling Mashana.
Exactly. That's why I was like,
Donna.
darn it, I should have told Todd, especially not on air, what the heck am I doing? But yeah, so anyway, it's just like the weirdo thing. I should just take it as a compliment.
I think we have heard about what you said about the Conjuring House, that it's mainly the land
Yeah.
that's causing a lot of the activity.
Yeah, we didn't start hearing that confirmation until after we had
Till
been
years
there.
later, I
Like,
think.
we're like,
Yeah, it was a
okay.
couple few years later before we heard that, and we were like, oh my God, we were right. That's kind of crazy.
Do you guys think we're ever going to understand what is happening? I know you said, well, I don't know if we're ever going to figure out the it seems like the more, we talk about people aren't talking about it, but science is getting weirder with their talk, and more and more people seem to be looking into questions or questioning things that are stranger and stranger. We hear the UFOs and the UAPs and all that. Do you think someday it's going to be like, okay, we can figure this out now, or like quantum, the science of quantum physics starts evolving, or we get to this point of no return with our science? Do you think we're ever gonna have that, or is part of the mystery part of the fun? That's what we've talked about here.
I don't know. I mean, with the incoming of AI,
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, right now everybody's focused on it, and not that we're manifesting all of this, but I feel like to a point we're kind of helping this stuff along and maybe giving it more energy to show up more. because more people are thinking about it so much.
Yeah.
But with AI, people are going more towards their computers, and I don't know. I don't know.
We just
I
had a call
mean,
with our friend Brian too. Like we do like a mentorship with him, and we're kind of talking about what if they start using like the AI to create like your past loved ones, and then you can talk to
yeah.
them.
That's a thing,
Almost,
yeah. That's
yeah,
too much for
like.
my head to wrap around. I don't get that, but I don't
Yeah.
understand all the, yeah. I
Well,
can't
they
even
had a
hook up the
couple of movies
microphone.
about it,
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just too much, man. I don't know.
it's
It's a
too much.
lot.
It's
Yeah, it's a lot
breaking
for
your
our
brain.
brain. It is a lot. I mean, me just getting up out of bed going to work is sometimes all I can handle. I can't, yeah.
Grandma?
So we did, let's see here. I'm trying to, because we're ahead on our episodes, because we do full episodes every Wednesday and we do mini episodes every Saturday. And we just dropped, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we just 1 or 2 weeks ago, we did a lighthouse or a,
You two did.
yeah,
Yeah.
in Rhode
Rhode
Island.
Island.
And
Yep.
I'm drawing a blank on the name of it.
Rose Island?
Yes,
Rose
Rhode
Island?
Island. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly
I was going to ask
right.
you if you know anything about that. Yeah.
Oh. No, it's on our list, but we haven't actually gone yet.
It had a lot of
Yeah.
stuff. Like it had a lot of, we had a good many. I mean, there are a lot of stories,
We just looked into it actually just recently, because you can kind of rent out the whole lighthouse and go over
Wow.
there and stay the night. So, it would just be a matter of us getting maybe like 6 or 7 people together to stay there.
I love lighthouses. I've only been to one. It was in Michigan, but I would love to see that and the one in Florida,
St.
yeah,
Augustine.
St.
Oh
Augustine. I would
yeah,
love to
I'm
go to that
dying.
one.
I was just gonna say I'm dying to get there.
Yeah, that
The
would
one
be
is
so
Sydney.
cool.
But I really,
But
really
pun
like I'm
taken.
planning on
Yeah.
getting there. So, but St. Augustine is like definitely bucket list stuff for me. I want to get there.
Yeah, cool. So how far, because obviously, okay, you've been to Pennsylvania. How far west have you been, as far as going to a location for paranormal activity or haunt or
I think
investigations?
Ohio and Kentucky were the farthest we've gone. I mean, we've been
Okay.
to Michigan, but that was for a PowerCon, so we just kind of did a bunch of stuff while we were there, but not investigating. So
Okay.
yeah, I think that's about as far as we've gone. And
And you've
then we
not
went
been
to
to
Ireland
Indiana.
and Wales, so that was further.
Yeah, the
That
east.
was the other way, though. That
Yeah,
was
the
the
other way.
opposite
Yeah.
way, the
I'm,
opposite direction.
you're trying to invite him to Indiana. Yeah, we just
Come to Indiana.
absolutely, yes.
Look us up
All
when you come, and
right.
we'll, yeah.
We practically own the state.
They don't know
No. We
that.
tell people we're a really big deal, but normally that's just in our heads.
So you've been overseas. Tell us some stories about your overseas investigations.
Ooh, it's a good
Ireland,
one, Kim.
Four
I guess
Knots.
we'll. Yeah, we went to this amazing place called Four Knocks. It's this ancient mound on this property. Nobody really goes in to investigate it, but our guide, Seamus, had some connections, so he was able to get to the key to this old door. It's like really cool. He was able to get the key, and we went in with our group, and we split up into two. That place was unbelievable. I mean, the stuff that we connected with, even my sister, she was
Yeah.
pulling a me, and I was in freaking shock.
I'm not an empath, so that's the one thing. Like, I have a heart, but I'm not an empath. And so I never have those type of experiences where I can feel their actual pain. And there I had a little girl that I started bawling. I couldn't stop. I was literally breathless, and she was holding onto my hand, and she was like, "I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of the dark." And I could see there was like this hole above, like this little space that was just letting in the light. And I just lost it. I mean, I really could not stop. And I'm just like, this little girl. And it was just so crazy because afterwards I was like, I have never had that feeling before, and I don't want it again. I was like, Michelle, you can keep the empath stuff.
Right.
Is that in Ireland or is that
I was in
Wales or
Ireland. That
that's
was
Ireland?
Four
Ireland.
Knots.
Yeah, so
Four
we had a
Knots.
bunch of that happen. We were doing like a group thing in there, and I connected with a young man, and some other people were connecting with different people, but they were also very, very ancient spirits in this place, and there was definitely some kind of elemental activity. They call them pukas there.
Because
It's a
I've heard
big
that.
thing over there. Most of them believe in this stuff. Like, it's not like the US at all. And I mean, I even got a photo of something that looks like something ancient, and I connected with it there. And that was a little frightening because I kind of wanted to go with them. I was in like this weird zone, but I obviously didn't. And then after that, we went to a spring, and we all dunked our feet in, and it was supposed to be this like connecting with the land. And ever since then, Kim's been way more open. We all leveled up. That's what we all said when we came back. It really feels like we leveled up, which
We gotta go hang out
is
with
a
Lucas.
lot.
We gotta
Sure.
do it.
It's a lot. Even
It's a
our
lot.
girlfriend, Guinevere, that was with us, she was like, "Do you guys feel different since you got back?" I'm like, "Yeah, there's a lot more going on, and I'm sensing a lot more, and I'm seeing a lot more." And she's like, "Yeah, I think we leveled up." And then our masseuse, who is also like a Reiki and all this, she does these past life regressions. Like when Michelle went in and I went in, she was like, "You girls leveled up." I was like, "We keep hearing this." And then Ryan, who we were with, like he was like, "You guys leveled up. Like I think we leveled up." I'm like, "Why does everybody keep on saying this? But I
That's
think
super.
we
I've
leveled
never
up."
heard that. I've never heard that
That's
term.
cool
Though, yeah.
yeah,
Makes
we went
sense.
to
Sounds
a
like a video
different
game, yeah.
plane of existence basically.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
now we can't go back down.
Right.
But
Wow.
we did we went to some castles out there, and this one hotel we stayed in, oh God, this poor guy. There was this night watchman, and he'd be on at night by himself, and he doesn't like to believe in this stuff, but he was like, "I keep hearing things, somebody keeps messing with me. I hear, what do you say? Like he heard a little girl, he kept hearing
Because
his name,
where his tape, like his desk was, you
his
could see
desk was.
upstairs. And so he was like, "I keep on seeing this little girl, and she keeps on poking her head around and like scaring the crap out of me at night." So
So he gave us permission. He was on the next night. He goes, "When the other watchman leaves and it's just me, you guys can have run of the place
nice.
and you can investigate." And we were so tired, but we did it, Kim.
We
We
did it.
managed to do it. We didn't sleep much for 12 days, but and the place was
All
so
wireless.
crazy active. We had equipment going off, voices, things on the recorder, and we connected with this little girl. And they literally said that they were messing with him and they weren't going to stop. But they weren't trying to be mean. It was just
It's
fun
just like,
for
no,
them.
it's fun. It's funny.
Mischievous, yeah.
And they were laughing in the recorder. It was like amazing what we caught. And the poor guy, we were like, "We're
Wow.
sorry,
We
but
went
they're not
back
going to
to him
leave
afterwards. We're
forward."
like, "They're not going to stop. I'm so sorry." He's
They're
like,
gonna
"What?"
level up.
Still
They're gonna keep going.
leveling up.
Well, that's a good example of somebody who's like, yeah, I really don't want to believe in this, but this happens, and there you go, right
Exactly,
there.
right?
That's that's what we talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, we'd
And
love
they
to
were
go
just
see some
going to
castles.
torture him until he believed.
Right. Gosh, yeah, we've done a lot of episodes on, Ireland and Scotland and England, and it'd be so cool to visit those places. They've got so, the history's long and they have so many places
And the
and
castles are,
haunted pubs and
I would love,
castles
that's one of my
and
favorite thing are castles and just the history
just
in general.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
would be neat. That would be neat.
It's like we think we're old here and you go over there and
We're
it's like,
babies. Ancient.
oh,
Yeah.
BC.
Yeah.
like
We're babies.
the Four Noks was like, that was the time of the Vikings. So that's how far back that one was going. It was like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
But
would be.
yeah, the next one we've got is Wilson, which we're pretty excited about. I have actually one of my better ghost photos. So they like to appear in the mirrors for me. And so this was one of the first times we were at Wilson, and we haven't been back in like 4 years or 3 years, I think. It's been a while. But so we're in this room, and the girl's like, "Oh, just take a bunch of photos, and like, basically our, thing is basically you snap three in a row, right? Because you might catch something, you might not. So usually I do my pictures in threes, especially in mirrors or windows." And so we were up in this room, and I end up taking three photos in a row. And I got this guy who's sitting in, I mean, I think I even posted on our Soul Sisters, but it's like sitting in a tu like in the mirror, but you can see just his hit from here to here down, and it's like him sitting in an 1800s tuxedo. There's also a woman with a ring on his shoulder because you can see the ring reflecting. And then the second one, I'm not a huge person to believe in orbs, but the second one is huge orbs in the second photo. Third one, no reflection. So all you see is the empty back of the chair. So I had Michelle sit in the chair, which, yes, it was not the most flattering, so I didn't post it She hates that picture. But I just wanted to see, like, to show how tall the guy was, because you couldn't see anything above his nose. And Michelle is like 5'2" or something, right, Michelle? You something like that? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm little. She's
That's
little,
okay.
but she's powerful. So she sat in the chair. You could see her whole face. So I'm like, okay, he's like 6 foot kind of thing. So we did that comparison after I saw the photos. And the best part was it was just me, Michelle, and our other sister actually in the room, and the woman tour guide. So there were only four of us girls in there. And I'm like, okay, this is something. You know, I was kind of one of my best captures. I was so excited when I saw it when I looked back. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to go back there.
No, I bet.
Yeah.
No, you should tell them about the one in the ancient Ram Inn in England.
I was going to
Oh
ask
yeah,
about that.
that was a
If
cool
you,
picture too that you caught.
and that's an old
So
place. That's very
yeah.
old.
Oh, it's dates back to what, 1000
Something like that.
AD or something like
AD,
that.
1100 AD, I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, so we were there with the tour group and we were doing like a bunch of investigations that night. We're separating off, but then when we all got back in the bus and Michelle's like, we're about to leave. Michelle's like, you did not take any pictures of any mirrors. I was like, crap. So I run back in by myself and I'm going through all the rooms and I'm like, do, 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 just snapping away. So I get back out to the bus and I start looking through my pictures and there's one which was in the witch's room. The reflection is it's like solid legs and somebody wearing a white dress with a veil. At least it looks like that, but you can see her legs, but they look almost contorted. It's really strange. Cut, but it's coming out of she's coming out of the wall that's behind me. So of course, like our tour guide Brian, he's like, I want to debunk all this. So he's like, is anybody wearing white shorts? Nobody's wearing white shorts. I'm like, Brian, nobody's wearing a white dress with a veil, like we're investigating. So no, so it was like the picture's actually pretty cool. Like I haven't posted that one yet. I should probably post that one, or I can send it to you guys too, so you can see
Yeah.
it.
But we do three in a row if we think of it. And she always does the three in a row. And it wasn't in all the pictures. And she took
Wasn't
them one
in.
right after the other.
Yep.
She only showed up in one, I think,
So
right?
yeah,
Or
so the first
two.
one is just me. You can see my reflection. It was almost like a trifold. And you can see my reflection. And I just literally went snap, snap, snap. And she's coming out of the third one. And you can see her. But the weirdest thing is, like, I always feel like, why do we not see their faces? Or are we not meant to see their faces? Because at least in my pictures, they're quite solid. I mean, the guy from Wilson Castle is very solid. You zoom in, and it's not the blurry photo. So, but you don't see his face and you don't see her face. And I'm like, maybe there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe,
know.
I don't know. But, and then I just got one from Penhurst too, but it's like a modern investigator, it looks like. So I was taking video in industry and I sent it to her and Eric. I'm like, what is that? Is that Eric? And it's skinnier and taller, but he's wearing a hat. And it looks like somebody with like a t-shirt and shorts on, but he's in the reflection of the window, which we were not level with the ground, and there was nobody else in the building with us. So I was like, it's really strange. And then Eric sent me videos because he was in front of me. So he's like, no, I wouldn't have reflected. I was already way in front. So I don't know whose reflection that one is. It's kind of strange, but it looks like, you know how they always say we never see anybody from like Britney's hair, like the butt, or like, I don't know, what is it, Victoria's Secret, like on the butt or something. I was like, I think I captured like a modern ghost.
That's
For
what
what?
didn't we covered a place where you I think I was off of that recording too, but it was like somebody who's alive that is haunting a place. Do you remember that? And we talked
Oh
about that before.
yeah,
And that to me is wild. Like that's like some, it's a modern day ghost kind of thing
it
that
was a different deal. We're like, I don't think we've come across that
and
before.
I've never heard
I
anything
can't
like
remember the
that. Yeah.
details.
But it was somebody that was like still alive that was showing up in the spirit world and like, how in the world does
Yeah.
that happen? Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, astral projection? You kind of did that, Michelle.
Yeah.
You
So
astral project.
when we did our Welsh trip, we went to the Skerrid Inn. And it's a very
Skirt.
old place, Skerrid, we call it. It's very old also. And one of our friends was able to stay overnight with a couple of other investigators just by themselves. The rest of us went back to our hotel. And that night, so we have a nickname for our friend. We call him BDE. It came up on our trip. It's relevant to the story. Big energy. He's like this short guy friend of ours. So that was his nickname on the trip.
Kiba's dead in front of all the cannons.
Yeah, so it just came up. So I go to sleep there at the place, and I'm dreaming that I'm back in the inn, and I'm walking around, and I come around the corner and I see Patrick, and I start chanting BDE in my head trying to get his attention. But when he looks up, I woke up, and I'm like, wow, that was a really weird dream because it was like back at the place we were just at. The next day, we get on the bus, and I'm like, oh, I was like, I had this really weird thing. And he goes, hold on, hold on. He said, before you finish, he goes, I was upstairs and I saw a shadow figure walk in the room, and I was pretty sure it was a woman. She had longer hair. I couldn't see details of her face, but it was definitely a female with long hair. And then all of a sudden, she just went and she was gone. And I'm looking at him going, you got to be kidding me. Because, like, what he's telling me is the angle I saw him in that room. So we go back and we're looking at his videos, and I can't explain this. He had a video going, and you see in the video the shadow person, and then they're gone. We replayed the video, it never showed up again. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we couldn't figure it out,
Interesting.
but sometimes I do astral project, but I didn't mean to that night.
Yeah.
But he actually saw me, and obviously I'm not dead,
Wow.
so.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we started to
Hey,
think
bud.
that maybe sometimes when we see things or, humans, that maybe they are astral projecting. Maybe they're
Right.
not always ghosts.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Yeah,
interesting.
that's a
Yeah.
good theory. Very good. I mean,
Yet
who
another
knows?
theory, but
Yet another
Yeah.
theory of
Yeah. Well, that's what
Raytheon.
this is
Yet
about.
another theory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes this interesting? I mean, all kinds of theories of what this crazy stuff is. I don't know. It's Yeah, you ladies have been to a lot of places though. You've had a lot of cool stories. I mean, gosh darn.
Do you have a list of places that you still want to go? Besides Indiana. We know Indiana's a
Yeah.
whole state,
Indiana definitely is at
Actually,
the
there are some
top.
number
places in
one.
Indiana, though.
Besides
But
the obvious.
we do want to get to Waverly. We couldn't get in there when we were out that
Definitely do
way.
that. Yep,
Yes, definitely do that.
St.
Winchester.
Augustine for sure. Where else? I know there's a bunch of places.
I do want to see Winchester House.
Winchester,
And then
Winchester
we,
House would be
oh
awesome.
yes, just because.
Even
Just
if I don't get to
do it.
investigate, just see it.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it'd be great.
It's just so interesting. And I love the history on it. What was the Hinsdale House we
Oh
wanted to get
yes, still
to?
want to get there.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
What else?
We've got a
There's so
couple.
many places, but
You're so, and then there's cool little spots too that we even have like locally. So like I even sent her something because in Providence, Rhode Island, I just got, because of course all of our haunted stuff. So our algorithm has changed. So I'm getting all of these like, oh, the Biltmore in Providence, Rhode Island is haunted. And I'm like, well, so I said it to her, I was like, you should just stay a night. It's like
Yeah.
literally right down the corner from us. And then we had Hearthside too. Hearthside was actually pretty cool. That's in Rhode Island. And then we got to investigate the mill that was right next door that nobody had ever investigated. So we got let in there, and the experiences we had were just insane because I think they were just like, it looked like, Michelle, right? The mill was just left in time. So
They
I
said
could
that
see.
they closed up. They told everybody there was no more job. They shut the doors. There was still carriages they had been working on, pill bottles. I mean, everything. They literally, it just looked like people left the night before.
Yeah, and
And
left
it's
everything
been
with
like that for a
medicine. It
long
was so
time. A lot of
weird.
places like that. Our
I
Indiana
love
State
that
Sanatorium's
though.
like that. Yeah, it's like stuck in time. It's just, yeah, they closed it up and it's there's
Yeah.
clothes and records and not record like vinyl records, but like just patient records
Wow.
and just stuff
I've seen
everywhere.
records. Oh
Just
yeah.
it's
We saw
crazy.
records at Pennhurst. We saw
There was
like,
still. And when I was younger, before we had the place called the Ladd School here in Exeter. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
I
It
haven't.
had quite the reputation. It closed down due to, like all these other places. It started off okay, but
Yeah.
then
Yeah.
they're experimenting. There's bad going on, and then there's just not enough care because there's too many people. They ended up closing, and it stood empty for, I want to say, a good 20 something years. And I used to urban explore when I was younger with my friends, and sometimes we do the ghost hunty stuff, and sometimes it was just to check out these cool places that were abandoned. We got in because you could break in if you were smart about it. And we went in during the day, and there were records everywhere. There was medical equipment, med autopsy tables. Like, it was unbelievable what they left in this place. And we had some crazy because we broke in there, and after a few minutes, I was like, "Yes, there's no bugs in here. There's no birds. There's no nothing. There were no animals in this place, and it's set back in the woods." And we saw some shadow figures, heard some stuff, went outside. There were dead frogs. There were dead crows
Oh.
that we
Hmm.
found when we were walking around these other buildings. They ended up tearing it down a few years ago, and now they rebuilt military barrack type things and other stuff, which I've heard a few things that they're haunted, which I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't know why you would want to build there, but
But they
that
do.
was wild though, because like even the animals wouldn't go in. It was
Right.
crazy.
That's rough.
But yeah. But yeah, I just couldn't believe the amount of medical records that were just on the floor that you could still read. Crazy.
Yeah, that sounds just like Indiana State
Yep.
Sanatorium. The stuff we came across, we're like, wow, look at this. Tax records.
HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
My God.
Big time. Even like the janitorial checklists were there. Kitchen supplies and a chessboard or checkers, I can't remember which one. Glass, drinking glasses. It's like, wow. Okay. Time just froze.
Yeah.
Very, very
Wild.
interesting.
It is strange.
Yeah,
But
it's
that's, I
crazy.
mean, that's why we love it too. We do love
Yeah.
the history behind it all. You know, even if we don't get to investigate most of the time, it's just so cool to be in those places
It
too.
is. Yeah.
You guys will
Yeah.
like this with the Winchester House. A patient I worked with, I'm an occupational therapist, and this has been many years ago, but she was telling me she used to live real close to the Winchester House, and she worked at a restaurant or a bar that's there. I don't know the area. I've never gotten to go there. We've covered it, but she said, yeah, I worked across the street from there. She said, you'd be shocked how many stories that would people would come across and be like, oh my gosh, this happened. I mean, she's like, it's countless. But she said, it is just as strange and wild, and the stories that come out of there are just as wild as what you hear. So I want to go there too, but it was just, it's kind of, I wish
Yeah.
I would have asked more questions and, like, oh my gosh. But yeah, she just talked about it like it was, it was nothing to her because she'd been there and all this stuff. But yeah, she had some pretty wild stories she's just told that other people experienced.
That's cool. Yeah, I definitely want to get there. Bucket list.
Yeah, our bucket list is
I
5 miles long.
know, right?
Like, gosh, man, we want to go to these places, but it's just hard.
Yeah.
It gets expensive. I mean, it does. It's like even us and tiring. Like we were just in Gettysburg like 2 weekends ago, and then we went to, then we had already like Pennhurst booked, and like so I fly a lot for work, and so I had extra points. So I'm like, let's not drive another like 8 hours one way, please. Within 2 weeks' time, I can't handle it. Let's just fly. So the flights were cheap enough. I'm like, it's 45-minute flight for us, but it's 8 hours driving. So
Big
I was,
ball. Yeah, right.
definitely preferring that. It was nice. We got back home on Sunday, and I was like, okay, good. Like, can't do all the driving all the time. It's just a lot.
Is a lot.
That's what we do on our episodes. We'll say one of us
How
will go,
far? Yeah.
let's look, see how far it is from us. We're like, okay, 6 hours, that's doable. And in some place we're like, ooh, 10. That's
One day in 16 hours is like, well, probably not.
And I like driving and road trips, but man, I just can't do long distance. But yeah.
Michelle
Yeah,
knows
you
my
need to
cutoff is
find a
6 hours.
blanket up.
Cutoff is 6 hours.
Yeah, that's
Michelle's
about mine.
like,
Yeah. And I've driven from Indiana to to Galveston, Texas. That was a long drive. I've driven to Tampa, and that was a long drive. It was for family vacations, but like to just go on an investigation, I don't know if I'm going to drive 10, 12, 14 hours. I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
I'm
No, the
older.
best thing, like when we went to Gettysburg, was instead of just going there for like the Paracon and like we do little investigations, that's when we did boobies. So we kind of went there first. We stayed there for 2 nights. Yes, I know you guys love that, Abe.
I
Well,
know.
I could
I
see Sean start to
wasn't
laugh, like
gonna
he
say
wanted to
it. It might be
smirk.
my new
Like,
favorite place. I don't know.
I kept my composure. Did you notice
I couldn't.
sorry, we're used to it, but no, it's so funny. So it's like at least we did that first. We did 2 nights there, and then we went to Gettysburg. So
Right.
it broke it up, except for the drive home was just, 8 hours basically. But we're gonna probably do that again next year, which is good because it's the Gettysburg Paracon where they do like Christmas in July. So we really like that one. But yeah, we figured what we'll do is there's another place that you can rent. It's like a farmhouse or something. So we'll do that for a couple of nights first and then move on. But as long as we don't just, a couple of times we've just gone for the Paracon or gone to just investigate and we're there for like 2 nights, we don't sleep. And then we're like, okay, let's turn around and drive home. It's like,
It's a
what are we
lot.
thinking? Like now we're
Yeah.
too old for this. I
Still
need the
manage
hour.
to do it, but well.
It gets harder. Yeah. I think on Facebook, I think I saw, gosh, at least five or six people we've had on our show go to the Gettysburg Paracon. So
That looked
we
amazing.
and everybody we've had on our show are like, you need to go, you need to go. I'm like, yeah, I know, but
I was thinking that you
You need
guys
to
need to
go.
go.
It's
I know.
fun.
It feel like a
It's so
family
much
reunion.
fun. Yeah, we would see everybody that
All
we,
these people,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, she went. Oh, okay, he went. Yeah, so
You guys could
think of
even
it
do
as
a
like a
vendor
class
table.
reunion.
Do what now?
I said you could do a vendor table there.
Yeah,
Yep.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That would be great.
Represent Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That state.
Yeah. Well, Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we have had a blast listening to all your paranormal investigations, all your stories. You've been to a lot of places. I'm jealous, definitely. So before we wrap this up, tell our listeners like how they can follow you, what you've got coming up, social media, any of that stuff.
So I'm terrible with TikTok. I've attempted. I think I'm just too old. But
Oh, no, you're not. I'm
but
older than you, and I
honestly,
can
like right
do it.
now it's Soul Sister Supernatural on Instagram, Soul Sister Supernatural on Facebook. Yeah, and that's basically just message us, start following us. And I just try to post. I mean, unfortunately, as you guys know too, when you have, your regular job takes up sometimes a lot more time than you wanted to, but I'm always like, Michelle, I'm trying to post. She's like, I know it's good. So try to post every so often,
We know
especially on
real life
Facebook.
is a drag. We know.
It
Real life gets in the
is. Yes,
way. I
though.
hate it. It's
Like
like, man,
the stuff that we need to earn money for and stuff.
right?
Otherwise,
Yeah,
we're
no,
not doing the other stuff, right? So
yeah, gosh, I know.
yes. Come say hi. You gonna come say hi or are you not gonna come say hi? No, he's not. My cat's trying
Oh,
to get in the
your
screen.
cat, yeah.
It's like she's talking to spirit right here. You want to say hi?
Funny. Well, ladies, we had a blast. And we'll have you on again
Let's
if you're
do.
interested in coming on and, maybe
Absolutely.
hear some new
Absolutely.
investigations and new stories you come across. So, thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Yeah, thanks
guys.
for having us.
It was
It
nice to
was
meet you
fun.
all.
Yeah, it was
Nice
nice meeting
meeting
you
you. Nice
too.
meeting you.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye,
Bye.
ladies.
Bye.
That was a very fun and interesting guest chat.
They were awesome.
Kimberly and Michelle, they were great. They have a lot of stories.
They
Oh
do.
yeah, for
Man,
sure. They've been everywhere. So
It's always nice seeing, well, hearing other people's experiences. Everybody's is different. They have different viewpoints. Just makes it interesting every time.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate too, like not just a haunted house, but like poltergeist activity and
That was wild.
intensities. And I like the idea when they were talking about leveling up. It
Yeah,
makes
I'd
me think of
never
a
heard
video
that
game, but
phrase.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. They did a great job.
They
They've
did.
yeah, I was very interested. The only thing I did not ask them was if they had been or they want to go to, I'd imagine they'd want to go to Salem.
Oh yeah.
Since they're,
Yeah. East Coast.
So
I thought you were gonna ask Alcatraz.
I actually thought
That's
about that.
yeah.
I was gonna say because when I was talking about like out west and when they said Winchester, I was gonna say, hey, what about Alcatraz? And I forgot that too. So but no, I was gonna ask them if they had been to Salem, since that, I mean, they're right there. So but no, it was great. We'll have them on again and let them collect some more stories from their investigations and see what's going on. Yeah. But
Heck
definitely,
yeah.
definitely follow them. They have a great Instagram page. They post some really cool videos and pictures and of places they've been and yeah. So give Soul Sisters Supernatural a follow.
Absolutely.
Check them out. Yeah. They were cool. Very fun. So I want to just
You
give up.
give up.
I used to be good at this game. I
You're
suck.
like, I suck at this game. Let's try a new
I
game.
don't
It's
do well anymore.
50-50.
It is 50-50, and I'm not bad. There's no tricks here.
I don't know. I quit.
You don't have to guess.
Middle age moment.
It is
Middle-aged
a
moment.
it's a oh, sorry.
It's a moment.
It's a dark side. Oh, no, it's kidding. No, I'm kidding. It's a moment. I was starting to jump. It really is a moment. I heard this on the radio for real with all the crazy weather today, and I was
Radio
like,
Gaga.
This is a.
Oh my god!
How did you know? No.
Wow.
This, no, it's
you
not.
Pulled that one out. Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard that.
It's not that
40 years.
But this played, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So this is Train, Hey Soul Sister, and I'm like, yeah. This is perfect. Hey, I'm not gonna sing. William asked me, he's like, you don't sing those, do you? And I go, you don't want me to sing those. I go, there might have been a few times where I started to try, and I'm like, no, it's a bad idea.
There's no singing on Mako podcast.
Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of you in every dream I dream. I knew when we collided, you're the one I've decided who's one of a kind. Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio stereo? The way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't want to miss a single thing you do tonight. Hey. Just in time, I'm so glad you have a one-track mind like me. You gave my life direction, a game show love connection we can't deny. I'm so obsessed, my heart is bound to beat right out my untrimmed chest. I believe in you like a virgin, you're Madonna, and I'm gonna want to blow your mind. Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio, a stereo. The way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't want to miss a single thing you do tonight. Watching you is the only drug I need, so gangster, I'm so thug. You're the only one I'm dreaming of. This sounds very lovey-dovey. I don't mean this as a lovey-dovey song, but... I can be myself finally. In fact, there's nothing I can't be. I want the world to see you be with me. Okay. So anyway, hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio? The way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't want to miss a single thing you do. So anyway, hey, soul sisters, they were awesome though. They really were. That's mm-hmm. what we were like. You guys mm-hmm. actual sisters? And then as soon as we saw them and they smiled, like, yep, you guys are definitely sisters.
Well, I wasn't quite sure, but when I look back on their Instagram, it says they're actual sisters.
So. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So
mystery solved. But yeah. Thank you, Train. And yeah, that's a good song.
They sound like they have fun too.
Yes.
Like they sound like they really
do.
They
genuinely
take it serious,
good
but
people.
They mm-hmm. really do enjoy investigating and being together and traveling to these places. So that's always neat to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they said they had their middle sisters, not quite into it as much. So, but mm-hmm. like I said,
you can always just drag her along.
Yeah.
We can't all be perfect right now. I'm just kidding.
you are going to this haunted asylum and you'll like it, sister.
And you'll eat your greens, right? No.
Okay. That was good. I hadn't heard that song in a while. So
mm-hmm. I had neither. And it came out and I was like,
I remember when it came out. It's been a while. I thought it was very clever. Mm-hmm. The way he sings it and the words, you know. So, all right. Shout outs. Who wants to start with shout outs if you have any shout outs?
Shout outs. Don't know.
You got any? I'm going to
shout outless.
Shout outless. Yeah. It's a thing, you know.
I think so.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah.
I told you guys, I'll shout out to William because his episode did drop tonight and he was so excited. He was asking
like
me, he was asking me, when's it going to drop? Has it dropped yet? And he was, leaving here, he was doing his homework, listening to his episode. I should have taken a picture.
That's so funny.
I was like, so cool. I even said, I sent it to Harrison and Jenna and Claire and said, William's sitting there doing homework. Ella knew cause she was there with a friend. And, They just said, that is so cool. You know, even Claire, who never answers me with anything, she goes, aw. You know, I'm like, and I'm really proud of him. He thought that was really cool. You know, a lot of family and friends are listening to him. And it's just really neat to see him out there. And he told me, he goes, Dad, he's like, I wish I would have watched some of these movies before. My list would have been different. Like, well, I go, that means you're going to have to come back. He goes, yeah, I'll come back and I'll do the top 25. And I'm like, you just keep thinking, buddy. That's awesome. I think it's going to be a really good episode, though, for people to listen to.
Yeah. So far in 3 hours, we've had 61 listens.
Oh, wow. So. That's good. Yeah. He's at the Brick Records, he said. He just wants to be listened to in Philadelphia. So Philadelphia, if you can hear me, he just wants the Eagles to be listened
That's
to.
Funny.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts specifically.
That is funny.
If anybody out there knows anybody in Philadelphia.
It was a fun episode.
It was kind of cool. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was different and
so
it's fun having him on.
Appreciate having him.
Little youth.
He was cool, yeah.
So I'm the oldest and he was the youngest.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys were somewhere in the middle. That was good. No, he should be excited. So he's a he was a podcaster for.
I told him a couple times. I'm like, I got it here if you want to listen to it, and he's like, nope, I want to wait till it drops. So he's been anxiously awaiting it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I had to wait 2 weeks. So, is that your only shout out?
That is my only shout out.
Yeah, I don't have any shout outs. I can't think of any, so I'm shout outless too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it makes two of you.
Yeah,
well, I'm working 6 days a week.
Yeah, you're lucky to have any processing power, right?
Oh, you know what? I do have a shout out. Oh, I mentioned on my personal Facebook page, Sherry Chittenden. She was a lady that she died.
I saw that.
She passed away yesterday at 76. Oh. She had MS, so she had battled MS. Like when I started working 21 years ago at the church, she was working there, and she had already had MS and trouble walking and. Had to use a cane and a walker or a wheelchair. But she did our laundry and she was such an encouragement. But what's weird is she was my age that I am now when I started. Wow. So anyway, but she was so youthful. She loved sports. She knew sports. We could talk about that. We talked about faith. Mm-hmm. She was encouraging, funny, Southern. She's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
But she passed and now she is home and she is perfect.
God bless her
no
soul,
more,
right?
No more, yeah, no more, you know, physical ailments.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
You know, no more emotional or personal ailments. She's had a rough life in her adult life and some things I won't get into. But I had seen her a week and a half ago walking across the parking lot at BJ's Brew House. I hear this Southern accent. Hey, I'm looking. I'm like, what? And I was like, and then the SUV pulls up close to me and I was like, oh my gosh, Sherry Chittenden. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how are you? And I said, fine, how are you doing? She's like, good. And I said, man, I hadn't seen her in 6 years. And
you're like, how about those Red Sox?
She said, yeah, she said, I said, yeah, I'll be at the church 21 years next month. She goes, 21 years. I said, yeah, you know, and we were just, I mean, it was like a quick four or 5 minute talk, but like, we were like, yeah, I remember like the good old times, days. Yeah. I was sad when I got the staff email today, but I was happy for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you said, she went home. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's good. Man, she loved Jesus. And mm-hmm. she was such a witness. Like she did it the right way, mm-hmm. you know, and then browbeat you. And then she spoke what she believed in truth and mm-hmm. did it in a kind, loving way. But she never wavered in her struggles and. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then wasn't That's a pity awesome. Party and oh, what was me when she could have. And so she was a great lady. So yeah, shout out to Sherry. So now she's with Bob who hired me. So like Bob who hired me, he's passed and now Sherry. And then, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, then I was like, oh my gosh, am I next?
They're starting.
I was like, wait,
church.
No, there's one guy. He's in his 70s. He's ahead of me. So not that I'm hoping he passes away anytime soon. But I was like that. We were the four daytime people.
Yeah.
When I started. So I was like, oh, but that's how life is.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's yeah. Right. So shout out to her and her family and friends that, will miss her. So
that's a good shout out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, coming off of that, Nate, we have a sponsorship. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship.
Our home away from home, right? Isn't that mm-hmm. We call it. They're like, no, you have a restraining order. No, no.
Stay away.
No. Well, we can come help. No.
What is it? Usually 500 feet. Exactly. Something like, we're probably 1,000.
Something like that. No, they love us. They we do. Love them.
Oh, yeah. It's mutual. Right. Yes, we do appreciate their sponsorship and their friendship. So
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love them. All right, Sean, do you have second announcements?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good job.
That's right. You like that?
Yeah, didn't do too bad. Mm-hmm.
No hiccups or all right.
Did all right.
You'll keep
me. He actually read the words correctly.
why is William poking around the corner there? Like,
William's just ready to take over.
Give me the he's just kill sign.
He's got the cane or the, you know,
the shepherd's hook.
Yep.
Over there sharpening his knife.
Trap door getting that ready.
Oh, Father, we'll be off the show soon enough.
Do you need me yet?
All right. Good job, Sean. Nate.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Well, we leveled up.
Yes.
And that's a wrap.
We like did. That. We did level
like
up.
Super Mario. I like it.
I like that. I like that term.
We beat Koopa.
Level up. I'm going to have to use that. So. All right. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 282 and our wonderful guest chat with Soul Sisters Supernatural. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.